So that is what we mean by greenhouse gas. Carbon dioxide is the best known greenhouse gas, but there are others, and we'll find about out about those later. So these greenhouse gases allow the sunlight to pass through them, but they trap the heat energy that's reflected from the surface of the Earth. So this is the surface of the Earth is kept warmer than it would be otherwise. The greenhouse gases could be regarded rather like a blanket around the Earth, keeping it warmer than it would be otherwise. So in our lecture this morning, we'll start by looking at past rhythms in climate and the concentrations of this very important gas, carbon dioxide. And then we'll look at evidence for the current global warming. And alongside that, we'll look at how carbon dioxide has changed in that same recent period. As well as carbon dioxide, there are other gases, other greenhouse gases, and we'll look at a summary of those at the end. So beginning by looking at past rhythms in climate, and I suggest you look at this graph. This goes back 850,000 years. So this is now, we're now at naught, and this is going back in time. You'll notice that there are, well, this we ought to point out that this vertical axis is showing temperature. So the graph is showing temperature changes against time. Is everybody clear on that? Yep. And you'll note that there have been fluctuations in temperature over the history of the Earth. So it's not unusual that there are fluctuations in temperature. The coldest times, much colder than now, are called glacial periods. Heard of glaciers? Means it's a very cold time. So times when temperatures were lower than they are now are called glacial periods. We're now in what we call an interglacial period, between glacial periods. Interglacial periods are when it's warmer, are the warmest times. So these, at the peaks of the temperatures, would be interglacial periods. At the lowest temperatures, we would be in the glacial periods. And as you can see from the graph, we're now in an interglacial period. Does that make sense to everyone? Yep. So there has been this regular pattern of temperature changes. And this slide reminds us of that. Climate has oscillated between glacial periods, otherwise they're called ice ages, which is a term you may be more familiar with, ice ages, and interglacial periods. So that's over the last 2.5 million years. Now, during the glacial or ice ages, when it was colder than it is now, if you've been standing here, southern England, in Berkshire, you would have been, well, it wouldn't have been very pleasant because you would have been standing on ice. During the last ice age and in previous ice ages, ice sheets 1¾ miles thick covered the surface of the Earth as far south as Europe and North America. So you can imagine that with these changing, fluctuating temperatures, there's been a movement southwards of ice during the very cold periods, and then in the interglacial periods, when it gets warmer, the ice retreats northwards. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in the height of the last ice age, which ended about 10,000 years ago, this area would have been covered with ice. And that actually has noticeable effects on the geology of the area, but we don't need to concern ourselves with that today. Just be aware of the fact that there is this history of alternating glacial and interglacial periods. And the last ice age ended about 10,000 years ago, so we're now in an interglacial period.